It didn't hit me as hard as it probably hit somebody who maybe was on the blunt end of all of this, right? Yeah. Like, it just didn't cut me in the way that it probably did others. I've read his apology since, and I don't know. He's an old, this is ageist maybe. He's an old man. I think we should be careful how much kind of microphone we put in front of this guy now. Like, whatever. The lesson learned. I think that maybe when he was younger, this sort of like learn the language was kind of like a very mainstream sort of like.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He's an old man. I think we should be careful how much microphone we put in front of this guy.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3053 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of October 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day here in Fat Acres and maybe some voice letters. Yes, me, baby! Hello, Bleachies. Fatty, did you have an accident in your underpants and you needed to bleach them? No. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you Bleachies today because y'all... y'all, the villa smells fabulous. Just fabulous. And y'all, I'm going to tell you more about that when I tell you about my day here in Fat Acres. Yes, Big Ready! Oh, wait a minute. The grand doctor went off. Let's just see who's speaking. Oh, y'all, it is, I'm not making this up. It's somebody named Larry. he's just looking, and he's average. Be ready. Yes. So anyway, Larry, thank you. Anyway, y'all, let's see, what did I do? Oh, y'all, after I had, I recorded yesterday's, little show, y'all, what did I do? I went for my evening nipple walk, y'all, and I got back and I was, I did have one of those Asian kale solids, bag solids. Y'all, it is such a good solid. And I had a little bit more of my bacon cheeseburger casserole. And y'all, I'm going to finish it up as soon as I finish recording today's little show. But y'all, I did my evening nipple walk. And y'all, I was 75 steps short. Of hitting my 10,000 steps for the day. So y'all, I walked out to the Villa Mailbox and back, and y'all, I hit my 10,000 steps. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, there wasn't anything in the mailbox because y'all, my United States Postal Service mail did not get delivered till 7 p.m. in the evening. Fatty! And, y'all, I didn't think it, this time of year would, be quite as busy as it is. Big Fatty! But, y'all, 7 p.m. in the evening, that's just, yes, Big Fatty! Let's see, y'all, then, excuse me, y'all, then, after that, I had some of my glasses have gotten cloudy. Ready? I didn't know why. And so y'all, I went on the inner tubes, and it said that that it is a change in detergent for the dishwashing machines. And y'all, it tends to make them go cloudy, but it's an easy remedy. Y'all, you put some lemon juice in the the dishwashing machine, and y'all, it keeps them from getting cloudy. Well, y'all, I did that. I put the glasses in and I ran a load. Hey, that sounds vulgar, but y'all, it helped some, but it's still, I think there was so much on it that it just needed some extra kaya, kind of like Granny. And y'all, so what I did is I took the ones that were still a little bit cloudy, put a little lemon juice in each of those and a little of the Dawn dishwashing liquid. Then I took my washcloth and I just mixed all that together and I kind of just rubbed them good and hard. And y'all, then I soaked them in hot water. And y'all, they came out looking fantastic. So y'all, there's your household. Oh, Big Feather, you are the Heloise of Pride 48. It's true. And most of the time, I'm the Aunt Clara of Pride 48.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, Now, what was that?
Oh, Big Fatty, you're still the Aunt Clara of Pride 48. It's probably more than just Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, then, of course, I watched the dancing on Monday night. And y'all, it was a surprise elimination. Big Fatty, kind of like what Granny had in the bed the other day. Oh, no, I don't know about that. But anyway, y'all, they were all, you know, every season there's a, oh my gosh, this, I can't believe this has happened. And so anyway, that was last night. And I watched The Good Doctor. Are you watching The Good Doctor? I heard, I think it was Dr. Stone or somebody, or maybe it was that Peter G. I think it was somebody from the Lotzel, talking about how I hadn't talked about, or maybe it was old Crooked Hat, I don't know. Hadn't talked about The Good Doctor and how much I like The Good Doctor. Y'all, it's fantastic. Just fantastic. And y'all, there was some touching of the breast disease. But anyway, and y'all, then I hopped in the love chamber. Now, y'all, I knew Monday night was going to be a difficult night because, y'all, it was only going down till about 70 degrees. So, y'all, I opened both of the windows in the love chamber trying to get a cross breeze. But, y'all, it just didn't work. I was indeed. Big Fatty, play the bump up.
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night, and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you, or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say. Or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop, because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special chaya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty's Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, Bumpa, I don't know how you do it. Anyway, y'all, with both windows open, that damn Whitman Tinker, y'all, Whitman Tinker said that I've come up with a new excuse of gas expulsion to keep myself away. But Whitman Tinker came back. I was a little gassy last night, but not nearly the way I was the night before. But anyway, y'all, but I did finally go to sleep, and I got a good night's sleep. And y'all, my yard man came, and he started that leaf blower thing about 9 a.m. in the morning. So y'all, I said, well, there's no reason to stay in the chain bus. So y'all, I hopped up and started the coffee and put on some clothes. Yes, because mercifully. And anyway, y'all, he got the yard here at the villa looking so nice. Y'all, it's like when Big Fatty gets a haircut. The villa is just in a better mood when it gets a haircut. Big Fatty. I talked to him a little bit and got him paid up. Y'all, I hadn't paid him a cent since October of last year. So, ready? So, y'all, it was a decent sized check, but y'all, still, it's worth every penny of it. And y'all, then I went out for my morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was a little humid. We've got a system moving through the area. Betty, we don't need to hear about anything moving through your area. And Tuesday night, y'all is supposed to go down into the lower to mid 50s. So I think I'll sleep just fine. Yes, Big Fatty. Too bad, Whitman Tinker. And y'all, then I got my share. And y'all, I was waiting the arrival of Hortensia. Y'all, she kind of got lost because the numbering in Fat Acres, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But anyway, she finally got here. Hortensia, y'all, she's about 4 feet tall, and she brought a friend or a co-worker with her, Rosa, and y'all, by the way, one of the things that Hortensia and Rosa did, y'all, on my toilet paper, y'all, they left me a rosebud.
Freddy, we do not need to hear anything about your rosebud.
No, it's done with paper. Oh, that's very different. But y'all, they were here about 2.5 hours. And y'all, I am just going to tell you, this house smells fabulous. Just fabulous.
Big Fatty, you'll toot it up and have it vulgar again. So,
y'all, they've just left a few minutes ago. Y'all, while they were here, Nick stopped by during his lunch break, and we had a nice little, about a half hour, little chitter chat on the veranda, and y'all, it was just lovely, and y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty? God, this thing is ruined. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy. Toot, toot. I'm up on the Dorchester Road. Can I turn here? No. I have gone to the Harris Teeter at the Westcott. You know, I like to go to the fancy grocery store. And by fancy, I mean, well, I didn't get mugged there, so it's better than a lot of the grocerariums here in the Charleston. So, or at least according to the news. So I'm doing that, and you know, it's what normal people do, right? They go grocery shopping at 6 o'clock on a Saturday night. It's very, very active. It's that active lifestyle that I live. You are cutting across the white line because you are fat. I hate people in big the Durwood trucks, the small penis trucks that can't like turn without like swinging wide, and I'm like, yeah, that's not how this works. I don't understand. Anyway, so I was thinking about you though, because at the Harris Teeter they had the ham hocks on sale, and so I thought about you there. Really, I don't have anything to report. It's all been very quiet and low key while you were gone. The firms were okay, and I have to, a bunch of coal mine stuff going up. I got to go to New York City on Thursday. There and back, same day. And we're doing a little coal mine project with a fashion designer up there. And the Jin and I are doing that. And so, of course, I've been in a tizzy all day about what I'm going to wear because I, you know, look homeless on a good day. So you can imagine after getting up at 5 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, getting dressed, getting on an Aeroplano, flying to New York, taking an hour-long Uber into the city, and then doing the interview, the coal mine project, and then turning around, Ubering back to the airport, getting on a plane. But can you imagine what I'm going to look and smell like? Ugh, even worse, what Jin will look and smell like. So anyway, all right, well, got to run. I've nattered too long, but you need the content, so meh.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, Veda did tell me that on his trip that the flight coming back got canceled, I think. And so they missed the flight from Hatlanta to Upchuck. And Big Fanny, speaking of Upchuck, and they were gonna sleep in the Hatlanta Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Hatlanta Aeropuerto. And instead they said they threw caution to the wind, Big Fatty. Y'all, they got a motel. I don't know if it was the Motel 6 or the Bates Motel or what. By the way, y'all, speaking of the Bates Motel, whoever was talking about the good doctor, they couldn't remember Freddie Highmore's name, the actor's name. Y'all, I'm believing to think now it's old Crooked Hat couldn't remember Freddie Highmore's name. Big Freddy. And y'all, he's British. Did you know that? Oh, Big Freddy, speaking of the British, Peter G is distraught that somebody's been thrown off the British baking a little show. Y'all, and I don't know where I guess the baking show is now on the Netflix because it's not on the PBS. So I've not seen it, but evidently there's some homosexuals on there. Be ready? No surprise there.
Veda called me on Sunday,
and y'all, there, he's kind of doing some of the things that that, and part of what he's doing is some of the things that I did when I worked at the coal mine. And y'all, he was calling to vent. He was calling to vent, me, Fanny. What he described is the same, as they say, the same bullshit. Beep, ready, such language. The bullshit. But, beep, ready, that kind of works at Gay Grandma. Bull. Okay, I got you, y'all. So it's still going on. Y'all, let me just remind you that you can't spell prima donna without prima. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I am not having lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, because y'all, I've got to go to the doctor for him to check the gravy in my veins. But anyway, I'll tell you all about that tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you probably don't recognize this little show. You can't hear it unless you give them money. It's Catching Up. And Mike Lawson, what do you think of Big Fatty's show?
He's an old man. I think we should be careful how much microphone we put in front of this guy.
Well, Big Fatty, maybe you should charge $1. No, you'd have to give him $1.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.